I want to share with you on hearing God's voice. Say that with me. Hearing God's voice. In John chapter 10, verse 27, this has been our text now for this third week in this series. This is what it says. My sheep hear my voice. This is Jesus speaking. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I want you to understand that you are able to hear God's voice, and He speaks in many ways, and we talked about that in our very first lesson on five keys to hearing His voice. And let me run through that real quick. Give yourself to the Word of God continually. That is, letting the Word of God speak to you. Avail yourself to God's written Word. Keep your heart humble. Number two, keep your heart humble and quiet, listening, being sensitive, conscientiously making your mind and your heart more humble, not resistant or as we have a carnal mind, but bringing those things into subjection and quieting your heart and your mind. Number three, prioritizing the church gatherings, just like you have this morning and you've heard the voice of God in so many ways, for sure through the songs, you felt His impression, you've seen things in your spirit that He is pleased with. This is what happens when you avail yourself to the church and the church gathering. That is a spirit-filled church. I don't necessarily recommend every so-called church, but I do know what happens here. So I want you to make this place a priority in your weekly priorities in life and just what you do every week. Number four, pay attention to the peace of God or lack thereof. And I explained that in my message. And also, sometimes God speaks to us through circumstances and timing. And these are important things to understand. Sometimes God closes doors, doesn't want you to walk through. And sometimes we get frustrated at that if we're not understanding the voice of God clearly. So I want you to access that on our YouTube channel and take a listen there. Last week, I talked about visions, hearing God through visions. God wants to speak through visions. I explain visions. Sometimes they're like snapshots that come up in your mind's eye, and God is wanting to refocus you. Why does He speak to us in any way, whether dreams or visions or the Word of God? It is many times to refocus us on His will, His purpose, His destiny, what we are to do, our next steps, whatever they are, whether it be our career, whether it be our relationships, and whatever. And so God wants to take us to a whole new level of understanding what He's communicating. He's always communicating. He was communicating to me this morning when I woke up. He's communicating to you now, and I trust that He's doing that through this jar of clay, this flesh of mine. John chapter 18, verse 37 says this, everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. So expect it. Expect it. Quit arguing with God. Somebody say amen. I can't hear God's voice. Quit arguing with Him. If this is what He says, everybody smile at me, then don't say contrary. I can't hear. No, He says, my sheep hear His voice. Well, maybe I'm not a sheep. We just take ourselves lower and lower. Quit saying it. I do hear His voice. I hear Him. His voice is full of majesty. He doesn't have to open the clouds for me and strike me with lightning. He just wants to speak to me in a still, small voice and in the quiet places of my heart. Many times He will speak through His word, and I love that. But His sheep, everyone who is of the truth, say to your neighbor, you are of the truth. Then you hear the voice of God. Amen. Jesus made this declaration over you. I'm going to say it again. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Everybody say, blessed are my eyes. And your ears, for they hear. That's Matthew 13, 16. And so He is communicating. Trust the process. Trust His fellowship with you. Look, if God can create from His voice the universe that we see through this this Webb telescope, I can't even imagine. I cannot fathom the power of God's voice that is continuing to create and expand the universes. How easy is it for God to communicate to the very ones that he loves? I'm telling you, it's powerful. You have to understand it. You don't ever have to guess about the voice of God. So last week, I talked to you about visions, and you can access that very soon. Our editor is on vacation, and so that message from last week will go up on YouTube, but you can also see it on our Facebook page from last week. But I want to talk to you about dreams. Everybody say dreams. And I want to talk to you mainly about Joseph and Mary, how God spoke to Joseph and how he used dreams. And we see this. Now, Joseph, obviously, we read, and we're going to read here in a moment, that he was just a really good man. I mean, God loves good men. He loves good men. People that live by integrity, by values, men that understand the heart of the Father. And so, let me read in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, about dreams and visions, and I shared this last week. It really is a part of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in your life. Acts 2:17, it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters, they will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And this can be vice versa. Young men can dream dreams, and they can also have visions. Same thing for old men, young women, old women. Somebody say amen. It doesn't matter. It's just mankind that he's pouring out his Spirit upon. And our capacity to receive visions from God is that we're actually seeking dreams from God. We're wanting him. We're giving him access. We're wanting direction. And sometimes God uses dreams and visions to help us understand the will and the purpose of God. Help us to understand what's going on in our relationships. Helping us to understand what we should pray for. On and on and on. It goes when it comes to dreams and vision. Now, I can't initiate a dream, but I can open up myself and say, Lord, if you're so gracious, and I know that you are, would you speak to me? I'm just really struggling to hear you. That heart of humility is so very important. So let's look at dreams. Everybody say dreams. Now, our sleep is supposed to be sweet. It's not supposed to be full of nightmares. And we are supposed to sleep. And I think it's so interesting that Debbie Kemke, where are you, Deb? Right there. That she had a deliverance this week, and here I am speaking on dreams. She dealt with 25 years of insomnia, and she couldn't sleep. She needed extra medication. Got her testimony right here. It's going to be going up on the wall. Somebody say amen. Miracles. Oh, hallelujah. And here I am speaking about dreams. And God is going to give you sweet sleep. And God is going to give you, those of you who are standing, he's going to give you sweet sleep. Everybody say amen. And so you just claim that. But he speaks to us through dreams. Dreams from God. And when we talk about dreams, obviously we're talking about what happens in our spirit and in our mind while we're sleeping. And psychologists, psychiatrists, they try to understand it. They talk about the subconscious and all of that. You know, I don't really care to understand any of that. I just know that God speaks through dreams. Because if you get way too deep in the psychological mumbo jumbo of it all, and I'm not saying it doesn't have some value. When I say mumbo jumbo, please forgive me. I mean, that's it. It's kind of like what Paul said. It's like, you know, all of my accomplishments are like filthy rags. But if I can understand the purpose of it, if I can understand the purpose of why God wants to speak to me through dreams, then I will pay attention to what God is saying. Not what somebody wants to interpret for me, but what God is saying. But our capacity increases when we are more yielded. Everybody say yielded. Or when we are definitely yielded in our sleep. Or when we're praying, when we're meditating, waiting on God. But notice this. Dreams are not just aspirations and goals. And I know that's kind of a moot point, but I had to say that. Dreams bring concrete directives and affirmation, insight into what God is wanting to do and what he's wanting to say in my life. And it's unmistakably divine many times when God, and it's transformational when God speaks. And so I thought to myself, Lord, who in the Bible do you want me to really talk to, share about dreams to your people? And he brought me to Joseph and Mary. And so I want to start there in Matthew chapter 1, verse 19. Then Joseph, Mary's husband, being a good man, a just man, and not wanting to make Mary a public example. Remember, she was found with child. And of course, under the law, there's great penalty for that. But we know why God chose her. She was a virgin, and she was going to bring forth a son. So this is very perplexing to Joseph. Joseph was very perplexed. And see, when you go through perplexing times, God may want to speak to you because your mind is confused. He may want to speak to you through dreams. If you're not understanding what's happening in your life, and that was a huge issue for Joseph, but he's a good man. He's a moral man. He doesn't want to do anything to jeopardize little Mary. This is his wife. And so, and he knows that he's not had any kind of intimacy with her. And so here he is. He was minded to put her away secretly. Everybody say secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in what? A dream. Saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife. So he was very fearful. And God quells fear many times when we just experience the dreams that he's wanting to give us. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Somebody say amen. And so Joseph was assured. He was, through a dream, he was able to make a wise decision. He was able to align his convictions again, because they were all over the place, and what was happening to Mary, and he was able to align his heart with the will of God and continue on with what he knew that was the will of God. And so dreams, God drives away all this anxiety many times, and he brings peace, and he gives you the next steps through dreams and visions. What did he say to Joseph? Don't be afraid to take her. And this is what's going to happen. And these are the things that are going to develop. Matthew chapter 2, look at this. It gets into after Jesus was born. Chapter 2, verse 11. And when they had come into the house, these are the three wise men. Notice this. This was an unexpected visit for Mary and Joseph. These three wise men, these magi, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they were led on a long journey, and they fell down and they worshiped him. Immediately they knew that it was Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts. We know this is a Christmas story, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, notice this, these magi being divinely warned in a what? In a dream, at night, when they're sleeping. They're just so excited. They're excited about seeing the Messiah on their long journey. Everything's good. They're going to go back. They're going to tell Herod exactly what they saw, because Herod had been deceptive in saying, oh, bring me word once you find him, and I want to come and worship him. Herod did not have any kind of intention like that. He wanted to kill Jesus. And so we know what happened eventually. And so dreams bring revelation, and they help us understand what God is saying in the moment, and he cuts through the emotion of our lives. How many know our emotion is very powerful? These magi, they were on top of the world. They had just experienced everything that they were hoping to experience. And God had to cut through all of that joy and emotion. Somebody say amen. Does God cut through joy? You better believe it. Because sometimes our joy goes, and I just wrote a book on joy, hallelujah. But sometimes God has to shake us and get our attention. And so he did with these wise men. He said that God divinely warned them, Matthew tells us, in a dream, that they should not return to Herod. And so they departed for their own country another way. Somebody say amen. God is always opening up new avenues, and he does this many times through dreams. So if you have a bad dream, I want you to rebuke it. If there is a warning, I want you to submit it to God. Let him speak to you. And if you know something is definitely divine from God, it's just, Lord, just bring it to pass many times. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 says this, now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in what? A dream! Again, saying, arise, take the young child. Remember, he was from Nazareth. He was settled. He was excited. There was a lot of things happening in his life. Here, Joseph is thinking, wow, this is amazing. But God appears to him in a dream. He says, take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and stay there until I bring you word. Listen to this. And Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. So the Lord knows your heart. He knows what you're going through. And sometimes, like in this case with Joseph, he was excited. He was thinking about his future. And next thing you know, God plants him in Egypt. And that was not easy. But it was for the protection of Jesus, the protection of his family. And then he gives him word. Do not leave early from Egypt. Don't leave until I speak to you. So this dream from God took Joseph and his family even further away from their comfort zone. Sometimes that can happen. And further into the goodwill of God and the protection of God into our in our lives. Sometimes it's uncomfortable for us, but it's the best thing for us. He is a good, good father. So God, he wants you to be open. He wants you to ask him to speak to him. And so we see this finally culminating, and I'll close here in a moment with a couple personal examples and illustrations. In Matthew 2, verse 19, this is what it says. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream in Egypt. Doesn't matter where you are, God is going to speak to you. He's going to find you. He knows your address. Somebody say amen. Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. There's always seasons in your life. God is speaking to you about the next season sometimes, and he wants you to see it. And many times we're not aware of it. We can get settled in our routine, and maybe Joseph was there. Could have been years, but God wants to speak to us. Joseph was always open. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judah instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And so listen to this. Listen to the real raw emotions of it. So God interrupts that fear with a dream. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, he shall be called a Nazarene. Somebody say amen. So he travels from Bethlehem to Egypt and then to Nazareth, fulfilling the prophetic word of God that he shall be called a Nazarene. We don't know altogether what God is going to do with our life and why he does what he does. You have to trust him. I had to trust him. I was in a situation at Montgomery that I thought was awesome. It was a large church. I was happy. Everybody was happy. I'm just, you know, Rodney Duke's a senior pastor. He's close to retirement. I'm a young whippersnapper. I'm just believing God, you know, and the next thing you know, God calls me here to plant this church. Somebody say amen. And, you know, I had no money, had no salary, got to raise up a church. I think, oh my goodness, Lord, this is a step backward. No, it's a step forward. Hallelujah. And God supplied all of my need. Just recently, the Lord gave me a dream. It was an amazing dream. It was like 2 or 3 years ago. It changed pretty much everything about the way I perceive ministry. See, when you're young and you're a preacher, you know, you want to get the best sermon, you want to make every word right, and those things are still kind of intact in my heart. But God spoke to me in this dream. It was amazing. It was like these bowls kind of represent this, and you've heard this before. In this dream, I'm standing before a congregation. I can't hardly see the congregation. It's dark. But there's these bowls, and I hear the Lord behind me. I feel the presence of the Lord behind me, and I could feel the pleasure of God. I knew that I was in the right place. I knew that he wanted me to do something for his glory. And as I stepped forward, I saw these bowls, and I just felt like the Lord wanted me to lay my hands on each of these bowls. And as I did, I just began to pray the blessing of God in this dream. And out of these bowls, miraculously bubbled, I don't even know what they were, but I knew what I was doing was life-giving. God was bringing life through what I was doing, and I could feel the pleasure of God just bringing forth and bubbling up in my life. And down the table I went each time doing this, and I could feel again the Lord, just the pleasure of God. And then I started laying hands on people, and people were healed, and they were running and shouting and all of that. And then I just exited. The whole room just erupted with the love of power of Jesus. And I just walked out and just went up. I was going up the stairs. And somebody else just ran right by me shouting, praise God. Because listen, God doesn't need us. He wants us. He wants to use us. And this changed everything. Because I don't have to work the miracles of God. He is the miracle worker. Somebody say amen. And the same thing, I said, God, would you bring that blessing upon this house? Raise your hand if you want that blessing right now. Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name that the blessing of God would flow miraculously through your people, out of the rivers of living water in them, flowing miracles in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on up here, worship team. Dreams are amazing things. You can expect them because they're a part of what God is doing in your life, and he wants to make it clear. I had another dream about a year and a half ago, and it was so incredible. I'm standing in a massive arena. And I know all of those young aspirations in my life of preaching to millions and thousands and all of that as a young preacher, those things have just kind of gone away. I just stand a moment and stay humble. Somebody say amen. And so there was absolutely, you know, no desire in my heart to preach to thousands in an arena. And I don't even think that's what the dream was about. But as I'm there on the platform, there's maybe a couple hundred people in the arena, and I just begin to call people to draw near. I'm closing my eyes in this dream. I'm closing my eyes and I'm feeling the power of God flowing through me with every word I'm saying, the drawing power of God. I'm saying, draw near, people. The time is now. You need to draw near to God. Draw near to God. I got my eyes closed, and I'm just pouring out my heart to God in this dream. There's no music. There's not, just pouring out my soul, calling people to draw near. The time is here now to draw near. And I open my eyes and people are coming in from the doors. They're coming down the steps. They're filling in. They're filling in the bottom level. And I just, Lord, I don't want to get my eyes on the crowd. I just got them on you. And out of my heart, draw near, draw near, draw near. And I could feel the pouring forth of the urgency of God in my heart and in my mind. Got my eyes closed. Don't even want to look around. Just as a vessel of God, pouring it out, pouring it out. And so many times when I'm walking around here closing my eyes, I'm just focusing on the Lord, and I want Him to pour out His blessing upon you. I want you to feel the urgency of the hour to draw near to God. And so I just open my eyes suddenly, and they're filling in, they're filling up, they're filling the back. I'm like, Lord, thank you, God. And I'm calling people forth. And all of a sudden, people started rushing forward. It was amazing. Up on the platform. And I'm just still calling people, calling them up. They come and they're weeping and they're kneeling and they're crying out to God. And I believe this is a sign of the end times. This is the message of the hour, that people are to have an urgency about drawing near to God. Now is the accepted time, now. And I believe that we're going to see arenas filled. I believe in America we are going to see arenas filled with the power of God. The Lord says, my word will draw them. My spirit will draw them. Listen, God is speaking to us in dreams. And I'm so excited about it.